5B. Work in pairs. Decide who is A and who is B. Listen to Riku's interview and take notes on the following items. You and your partner have different items to take notes on. Share the information you wrote down after you have listened to the interview.
Riku's interview. Riku is in his first year of upper secondary school. Next year, he intends to go abroad as an exchange student. Here is the interview he gave to the school magazine, which is running a feature on exchange students.
Okay, the microphone's on. You ready?
Yes.
Right. Well, let's start with the obvious question. Why did you choose the US as the place for your exchange year?
I guess the language is the main thing. That's why most people go there, to improve their English.
If you want to improve your English, why not go to England? I mean, it's nearer. Or are you escaping your family? Is that what it is?
There is no escaping my family. They were hoping to visit, but the organizers won't allow it. Seriously though, one reason I chose the US is that I have a lot of American friends online. And don't get me wrong, but they seem more relaxed, more friendly than the...
Go on. You can say it.
More friendly than English people. I don't mean anything personal.
It's okay. I think plenty of Americans would agree. Brits are more reserved. So, you're going there because America's a place where it's easy to get to know people.
Yes. And I've grown up with American movies and cartoons, so I'm interested in the culture. I like the American sense of humor, too. Sitcoms, talk shows, you know, the kind of thing. I also think the accent is kind of cool, you know, compared to...
British English?
Well, yeah, nothing personal, but I'd rather speak like that.
I guess you will be by the time the year's up. So, what other things are you expecting from the year, besides picking up the language and making friends?
I'd like to travel a little, go sightseeing, that kind of thing. I'm in Las Vegas, so I'll see the desert and the casinos, of course. Then, maybe I could take a trip to the Grand Canyon. And there's California to the west. I'd like to go there, too.
Sounds good. This will be your first time in the States?
Yes, and the first time I'll be traveling without my family. Unless you count... Rippikoulu?
Confirmation camp.
Yes, confirmation camp on Isosaari. But that was only for a week, and I was with my friends. This is a bit different.
It certainly is. Any idea what you're going to do in your free time? When you're not at school? Is there something that you already do in Finland, for example? Or is there something new you'd like to try?
I wouldn't mind trying American football.
Seriously?
I already play ice hockey. This is just ice hockey on grass.
Don't tell that to your host family. Now, to the last question. Next year, you'll be in the States. But what about the long term? What are you hoping for in the future?
Do you mean work?
Yeah, work, study, lifestyle, where you'd like to live, all those things.
Well, if this goes well, I'd maybe like to study abroad one day. Not sure what. Media, maybe.
At a UK university, for example?
Maybe not. Somewhere sunnier and warmer.
I know exactly what you mean. Well, there should be plenty of sunshine in Las Vegas. Best of luck with your exchange here.
Thanks.